Hello, Tim.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. So it looks like Lulu sent you over to pull up pricing and program details. I did jump on the tail end of the conversation, so you don't have to repeat yourself there. I'm just kind of taking a look. Have you considered putting the company on the first page of Google before?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. What's kind of held you back then?
Time. I was just talking about that my, you know, I have so many irons in the fire right now because this isn't my only business and I've got many irons in the fire that, you know, when I have a free moment to think about things like Google and ranking and that kind of thing, my mind is so exhausted. I don't do anything.
You glaze over a little bit.
So, yeah, I do. Absolutely do. Yeah.
Are you a believer?
I am. Yes, ma'am.
I could tell by the name, his brush. That's cool.
His brush, yeah. Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Rad.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not by mistake then, you know.
Does that mean you are too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I literally, it's crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, I wake up every day and I ask God to help me talk to people on the phone that need my help and want.
Oh, that's cool.
Are like-minded.
Yeah.
And who he needs me to talk to regularly, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's about helping and doing his work in all my affairs, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So that's pretty rad. Okay, well, I see the website. Yeah. This is yours, right? Hisbrushpainters.com?
It is, but I'm embarrassed about the website, honestly, because I have contracted with Town Square Media. Are you familiar with Town Square Media?
I am. Town Square Interactive?
Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I am. Are you with them currently?
So, yes, I am. I am.
Okay.
But one thing they don't do is, I don't think, is Google ranking because as I understand the way Google works, I, as a business owner, have to submit my own business for that, and then I think there's a postcard involved. You know, you have to have.
There
a
used to be.
Mm-hmm. The
used
postcard.
To be.
Okay, it's not. Yeah. It's not that way anymore.
No. So Google has their premier partners in the United States. We're one of those premier partners, and
okay.
We. So when we submit your business to Google, yes, we go through the process. We submit. The license, the insurance, all the things, you know, that verify that you're a legitimate company and organization. Then Google returns and says, okay, here's their Google profile. However, for complete verification, we need to do either phone, video, or phone or live verification.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do the postcard anymore. So,
okay.
Honestly, how much are you paying Town Square?
$450 a month.
If Google isn't included in that, my friend, you should stop. Because ours is $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. And it includes first page placement on Google within the first 45 to 60 days. It includes also, you know, full website build out. If you want that website built out, we have that done in 3 to 5 days. That includes paid Facebook ads for social media marketing with the package as well. It includes Yelp, Apple, Bing, quite a few services.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, one thing that drew me to Town Square Interactive was radio spots. You know, because in the package that I have, I get a certain number of radio spots.
Okay.
Is
this one located in New York, or is it located in North Carolina, who you're working with?
Well, you know, one of the problems that I'm running into is I don't know who to contact with Town Square Media Interactive because...
No, it is media. If you keep saying media, then it's media. So there's two different companies. There's Town Square Media out of New York, and then there's Town Square Interactive out of North Carolina.
Okay. Well, I think it's Interactive because one of the individuals that I talk with is out of North Carolina, and
course, I mean, they may have people all over the nation. I don't know, but
yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's Town Square Interactive.
Hmm.
I believe that you are right.
Well, they don't do radio. The media one does do radio, so that's why I'm a little bit confused because
okay.
I pulled it up.
Okay, I'm confused too then. Yeah.
I think that you did media because that was the first thing you said. And it literally says here digital media and radio advertising. So they're advertising you on the radio
okay.
and maybe doing something with the website, but they're not doing Google Business Profile and all that, no.
Okay. All right.
I guess we nailed that down, huh?
I feel really disadvantaged at, with this whole marketing thing because like I said, when I have some free time, my mind is so fried that I'm just not engaged, mentally engaged enough to
sure.
to get on top of it. So,
mm-hmm. I understand.
So it sounds like you do everything that they do except the radio. Mm-hmm. Except the radio.
We do more. We're partnered higher than they are. I'm not
okay.
one to speak badly about another company. They do what they do. We're just a little bit different. We're partnered higher. We have different
uh-huh.
partnerships. We're partnered with not only Facebook and Google Guarantee platform, as well as the platform for Yelp ads. So we just offer different packages. But no, we do not do radio. And I can tell you the last time that I listened to radio, actual radio, not something that was being streamed, I mean,
yeah.
I think that I was on a shuttle ride from Birmingham Airport to my car rental.
Yeah.
But I listen
to radio when I'm in my car. I listen to a lot of talk radio. I mean, I don't listen to music
okay.
radio. I listen
mm-hmm.
to talk radio.
Right.
You know, so anyway, you've got my attention.
Okay.
I would love to be able to, rank on Google.
Mm-hmm.
I've also, and this is kind of, I guess, off point, but, I've just, signed up with, Angie, which is
mm-hmm.
formerly Angie's List.
Yeah.
I'm going to, give that a whirl and see what comes out of that. I'm going into it with a little bit of skepticism because,
mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
There's a class action lawsuit against that company for the way that they sell you guys the lead. So you should go into it with a fair amount of skepticism.
Oh, really?
Now, I'll tell you this, Tim, I've been doing this for 9 years, mm-hmm. and I've spoken with thousands
uh-huh.
of companies across the United States, and there's a lot of them that have
uh-huh.
turned out to be millionaires from Angie. I'm not saying that it's not profitable. You just need to go in with a
yeah.
severe amount of skepticism because there's also a $7.2
yeah.
million dollar payout for the class action lawsuit against them. Two business owners like yourself for the way that they practice
uh-huh.
business.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of off topic, but I appreciate that information. I'll have to do a little bit
yeah.
more investigation.
Mm-hmm. You should do just a little bit mm-hmm. more, but I would love to talk with you.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. I don't know how far or long you're into it with Town Square.
I'm probably 4 months in, I think now.
Wow.
Something like that. But
yeah, okay.
But I haven't. I really haven't. I have gotten a couple of leads.
Okay.
As a result of the website.
Okay.
People have found me on the website, but the website is so bad. When I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, the other thing that I do is content writing. That kind of, and I know the two things, painting and concert writing, don't go together, but this painting business kind of fell in my lap, and I, you know, I jumped on it when I could, but I'm a freelance writer and, freelance business writer, and I do, you know, content writing for websites and whatnot. Well, they built my website and they wrote the content and all that kind of stuff. And it, I just cringe when I go and look at it. You know, the pictures don't match the topic. You know, there's a.
Yeah, I see. Deck and painting is like got a ladder there of something.
I mean,
the exterior painting is an interior job. Yeah, I see.
Exactly,
I see what you're talking about. I got you.
Exactly. Gotcha. Yeah. And there was Anyway.
Well,
we can
do a rebuild. It's included with the package if you want. If you own the domain, if you don't own the domain, we'll get you different domain than some other. No problem.
No, I own the domain. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then we can rewrite, and then we also give you full ability on the back end. Like if you want to write something up or if there's something specific that you want, you have the ability to go in through website editor and do it yourself.
Yeah. Okay. So I can make the updates myself, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Good. So is there any, can you send me, package information?
I can.
Email that to me?
Absolutely. Tim, what's your email?
Yeah. It is tmitch1006@gmail.com. So TMITCH. 1006@gmail.
Got it. Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and send that out. She's going to come from anelson@localsplash.com. You might, it might fall into your promotional mail because we've never had correspondence. Okay.
Might fall into
your junk or whatever. So just take a look there. Sure. And then when should I follow back up with you?
Give me a couple of days. Maybe toward the end of the week. That would be fine.
So follow back up like on Friday?
Sure. That'd be fine.
Okay. And this is just a starter package. We have buildable packages. So this is like a basic package that's gonna get you up there on Google, put the website where it deserves to be, make sure you're getting some attention. And then, you know, if you want to increase, then we can throw in Google Ads or Google Guarantee or Yelp Ads. But there's lots of options available for upgrade and to increase visibility.
Do you anything with social media?
Yeah, the Facebook platform and Facebook ads is automatically included with this package. It's included with our base package. $100 of your $249 budget is going directly to the Facebook ads monthly. Facebook ad clicks for my company are between like 5 and 50 cents per click. And again, that's just a base product, like $100 of that. So if you want, if you like more social media, then you can put two or three down on that, you know, and the other $149 is going towards your local SEO, maintenance of the website, all that.
Okay, so your package also includes SEO.
It does, yes. Google profile verification, getting the Google business verified and up and running, and then we provide the SEO on the Google listing itself. If we build the site for you, we include SEO into the back end of the site. It includes content creation for and keywords, backlinking, manual submissions for Yelp, Apple Things, Facebook. Includes the Facebook ads for social media marketing. It includes mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results. And once you're ranking on Google, that's also going to include voice-activated searches. You have to rank on Google in order to come up on a voice-activated search, but it's on the horizon for you. You get complete tracking and reporting on the entire thing because you get a client dashboard. This is where you're going to access the back end of the website, website editor. You're going to upload new photos, change content. You're also going to be able to track and see how many clicks to that website, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many keywords per impression. It gives you a complete breakdown on the whole thing.
Okay. So the voice activated searches, is that like, oh my goodness. I
Apple Siri, Amazon Alexa, all of that.
Alexa,
like, people say, Alexa, painter near me, right? But she's pulling from the results on the first page of Google.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
You see what
gotcha.
I'm saying?
So that's,
You can rattle off what's there in that local area. If you're not listed there, then you can't come up in that area.
Okay. I gotcha. So I lived in, Battle Creek. Most of my business is done in Kalamazoo. I'd like to do more business in Battle Creek. So can I rank in more than one community?
You can. It depends on how far away those communities are and how long. Like, we have to get you up there. We have to get you up there in where the business is physically located. Once you're listed there, and we can put your service area that you're showing up outside of that, you're showing up in this area, this area, this is your service area, where we're retargeting with the Facebook ads for the social media. We're able to make sure that you're coming up in those areas. Eventually, it's going to pull over on Google as well. It's something that takes a little bit longer to show up in multiple cities. It's got a natural blanket of about 10 to 15 miles is the natural blanket for Google business profile. Unless you're like in Dallas, then it's like 3 to 5 miles, you know, because it's heavily populated. However, you can rank in other cities without having to set up additional Google profiles. Google isn't really allowing that unless you have documentation to prove that you have an additional location. So it used to be you could get that postcard sent anywhere. You could have it sent to my house and have a location in California. Yeah. You could have it sent to over there.
Right.
And there was nobody was checking, right? As long as it wasn't a P.O. box, you were good. It's not like that anymore.
Right.
Google has really cracked down because the companies that are showing on the first page, they really want you guys either working with a premier partner like we are, or they want you to really know what you're doing when you're programming them in. That's why they're not making it easy for people to get the verification.
Yeah. It is not easy. Would I need an address in the Kalamazoo area? I mean, Kalamazoo is like 30 miles away.
Yeah. So say, what are your business, do your business documents say that the business is located in Battle Creek or Kalamazoo?
Battle Creek.
Okay.
I just use my home address.
Yeah, and that's fine. We can hide that. So that's where the verification is going to take place. If you want to target Kalamazoo, we can put that you in the Google profile. We will put that is an area that you service is Kalamazoo. We will target that with the Facebook ads for the social media marketing. Eventually, if you want to do Google Guarantee, we can have the Google Guarantee coming up in that area. We can have Google Ads coming up in that area. We can target it with Yelp ads. But as far as a Google business profile, yes, you would need a second location with a Kalamazoo address if you want to rank exactly in their local map.
Okay. Because I mean, I could use, I think, you know, the address of one of my, you know, my guys that are our painting crew, you know, as a location.
As long as the insurance document covers the entire state and you have the stuff to support two separate locations, then you're good to go.
What do you mean by insurance document?
Okay, so some people's insurance only covers them for their county or for their city. I don't know how the company does, because when we send off the verification, Google says, okay, where's the business license? What does the business license say? Does that address match where they're submitting from, even if it's a home address? Yes, it does. Cool. Okay, business license to practice business in Battle Creek says XYZ at Battle Creek, Michigan. Right? What does the insurance document say? Well, most insurance documents cover you for the entire state. Most of them do, you know, depending on the type of insurance that you have. So the insurance document is going to be fine. But when they say, okay, what other supporting documents do you have to prove that this is a legitimate company? Tax EIN number, business cards, like these are the things that Google can ask for. If you have license and insurance for your business in any given area, then it's not going to be a problem.
So there is not a licensing requirement where I'm at for my business. I did not have to get a license. No, I have an LLC.
Perfect.
Right, with the
That's
state.
Perfect.
Yeah,
That's perfect then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because there's not, it doesn't have to be like a painter's license. Some companies, some states do require that. It's not always like that, like pressure washing. Like there's no pressure washing license. You just either get a business license in the city or you get an LLC. You know what I mean?
Right,
and then you have your insurance to cover you for practicing business in that state or that area. Like that's perfectly fine. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it seems like you could have the two separate locations and be fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Let's, I'm anxious to see the information that you send over, and this sounds like it would be cheaper for me, maybe more impact. So,
because with the two locations, you know, if you do both locations at $249 a month, you're looking at $500 for two locations, so $50 more than what you're paying, and you're targeting those two specific locations that you genuinely want to come up in. In addition to that, the setup fee is just a one-time $99 setup fee. So that's going to be not per location. It's just a one-time because we can make the website free for both Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. Like you can, we can put an additional landing page that's specific to Kalamazoo or specific to Battle Creek.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. And if I wanted to just target Kalamazoo, then I could do that as well. I bet
you
I'd have to have
that.
A Kalamazoo address.
You have to have a Kalamazoo address if you want to target just Kalamazoo.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So if you're going to do that at the employee's place of and again, the business addresses, they're hidden on Google. It's, we don't show the address unless the client is okay with that. Keeping it hidden on Google is not an issue.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. I appreciate the information.
All right.
How did you how did you find me?
Well, your information was forwarded to us from the inventory department that we have directly with Google. Like I said, we're one of 40 partners in the United States. So with that partnership, when a position becomes available in any given area, what Google does is they send us out a short list of pre-qualified candidates. Now, it may have been flagged because you've looked into doing this or you've done any type of searching on Google placement or SEO, these different things that Google sends out the crawlers for. So they send us a short list of pre-qualified candidates. So you have no bad reviews. You do have online presence. It's just really hard to find you unless we already know the name of your business. You know, and then they have us go ahead and call out and see what's going on.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Interesting. All right. I like it. So, yeah, let's, let me review what you send me and, let's, talk again, toward the end of the week.
Okay. What time is best for you on Friday?
Okay. Probably either, morning, or any time in the afternoon or evening even.
Okay.
I'm available, so.
I'm in California, so I can call at 10 in the morning on Friday.
Okay.
Does that
work? 7 o'clock your time. That's 7
it
o'clock
is.
Your time. Are you awake? Are you awake at 7 a.m.?
I am. I have a call tomorrow at 6 a.m. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah, 7 o'clock should be fine.
All right, cool, Tim. I look forward to talking with you then. Thank you so much for your time.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
right. Take care. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.